Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. Today, we're going to be having a fun time. We're just going to be surfing around TikTok and reacting to maybe some wild hot takes from our women today, okay? And again, we'll come back and do the men because there's plenty of crazy unhinged male takes on TikTok and on the internet at large. So we're not going to leave you guys hanging, but today we are focusing on the female. It's going to be all things from dating to how much money you should make to how much or how well you ask somebody out, how you ask somebody out, all these different things. And I want to hear from you guys in the comments how you feel about each of these different takes. But before we get to that, we have Taylor in Nashville.
Yo, yeah, should be fun reacting to the crazy ladies. But like you said, Abla, we know there's plenty of crazy fellas out there too. So our time's coming. But for today, we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, we're going to be focusing on the women today. Now, we're going to start off with take number one. And this is about how men bond through vasopressin. Let's hear what this young woman has to say.
There's actually scientifically been proven that men fall in love through a hormone called vasopressin. And women fall in love through oxytocin. And oxytocin is released in a woman when we're having sexual intercourse or we're close with them, cuddling.
Very intimate.
Guess when vasopressin is released for men? When they're stressed. So essentially,
oh my God,
the more you stress your man out, the more he's gonna fall in love with you.
No wonder my man loves me so much.
Guys like it when you're mean to them more than when you're nice to them. Like, especially when you're starting to date someone and they're not fully interested in you yet, the worst thing you can literally do is like dote over them.
Fall at their feet.
There's actually...
Okay, wow. I have a feeling that this is a hypothesis that is based on somewhat accurate information in that men do create bonds through the release of vasopressin, and that pairs with their testosterone and all this different stuff. However, and while it may be a stress hormone, I don't think that means that you need to stress your man out as much as possible to have him bond with you. And I have a feeling it's maybe a misunderstanding of what types of stress would bring about the bond that is being referred to in this video. There are healthy amounts of stress. And when I'm thinking about a man, I'm thinking he probably gets stressed through his career, although that's a really healthy endeavor. He gets stressed through analyzing issues and solving problems. And if you're a woman who wants to stimulate that bond or the release of vasopressin or whatever, you know, the scientific backing of this is, you probably want to be helpful to the stress that is in his life. Help him to create more difficult goals, solve even bigger problems. And you want to be his aid in that or his mutual in that rather than being mean to him and stressing him out and thinking that that's going to bond him to you. I think that is such funny advice. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, there's a line between like creating an environment in which your man can step up and challenge, meet a challenge and feel like, you know, a good, get positive chemical releases, I guess, from rising to the occasion, so to speak, and just making his life a living hell for the sake of it, or creating drama just for the sake of it. That doesn't seem like the most effective strategy. I feel like we have seen this take before on some other TikToks that are like, men want you to create drama in the relationship. Yeah. And then, or I think I've heard it for the guys too, that they should create drama so that their woman doesn't create drama elsewhere. But that's getting into the red pill stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Someone try this and let us know if it works. But in my mind, it doesn't seem like the healthiest approach to creating an environment of challenges where your man can step up to it.
100%. It's kind of like when you were a kid and then you'd be like, oh my gosh, this kid just bullied me on the playground, or he called me fat, or he pushed me or something. And people would be like, that means he likes you. It's giving that energy, and it's very much incorrect. If somebody is mean to you, if they are stressing you out, if they are creating problems in your life just for the sake of creating those problems, or that they think it's going to somehow bond you to them and make you like them more, get them out of here. If you hear any sort of woman saying this about their relationship with you, guys, run for the hills and never, ever look back.
I will say, though, maybe in counterpoint to this, to our take on this, is your girl Chelsea from Love is Blind this season.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know if you guys are watching.
Yeah.
But your girl is making all kind of drama for our friend Jimmy. And Jimmy has seemed to respond positively to that. And no matter what she throws at him, he just keeps saying, you know, I still love you. I forgive you. We're going to move on. Yeah. I want this. I'm 100% confident. You're my girl.
Dude.
So maybe there's something to this after all. I don't know.
You're actually so real for that, because I was expecting Jimmy to be out of that relationship. I thought, you know, Chelsea created this whole stressful situation for him, telling him he shouldn't go out with his friends, he shouldn't go out and have drinks, and it was the perfect moment for him to back out of the relationship. And he basically did it. He was basically like, you know what, I'm out of here. You're creating too much stress for me. You're too insecure. And he came back. So maybe there is something to be said. Maybe she released so much vasopressin in him that somehow he is
bonded. He's going to overdose on vasopressin from that relationship.
He's just bonded to Chelsea for life. Oh, Chelsea, a.k.a. Megan Fox. She needs a little bit of help. A little bit of help. Okay. From turning on a man by stressing him out, we're going to get to turn offs. Let's check out this next one.
Turn off. I could find a man really, really, really hot. The second he sends me an Instagram reel, you're done.
So this is the guy with the list of like all the different icks that you can have. And let's pause and read some of these. Let's see. Don't try to have fun. Don't eat noodles. Don't try riding a horse. Don't watch TV. Don't sing. Don't be a mama's boy. Don't vibe to a song. And the last one, of course, that's getting added is don't send an Instagram reel. Y'all, I've got to be 100% real with y'all. I'm so over ick culture, and it is all over the internet. It's all over TikTok. People talking about things that give them the ick. And for those of you who don't know what it means to give somebody the ick, it's essentially something that normal people do, but it's kind of maybe embarrassing or unattractive, and it's a very small thing or tendency that when you're dating somebody makes them no longer like you. I guess you don't have to be dating them. It could be anybody who's like gauging their interest in you. You can perform something that's an ick, and then suddenly they don't want to be around you anymore. And apparently sending an Instagram reel is one of the icks for this woman. So that if you see something on Instagram and you think, I want to share that with the girl that I'm interested in so that we can start a dialogue about X, Y, and Z that I'm seeing online, that is apparently an ick. My ick is people who have icks. My ick is people who have icks. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, someone else said that in the chat just a minute ago. Having a nick is nick.
So yep.
You're onto it. But there's to have no qualification of like what kind of reel or content is being sent. Just any content whatsoever, even if it's the funniest joke you've ever heard, the most relevant thing, something very thoughtful that expresses that, oh, maybe you mentioned something that you're interested in and he remembered that, and now he's going to send you a video that he came across that relates to that to show you that he's attentive and that he's thinking about you. Like, yeah. None of that. No, just if you send me a real automatic kick, it's so dumb. And I imagine that any guy who sees this video of Homegirl, which is now approaching 10 million views on Twitter/X, and I'm sure has millions more on TikTok, they probably already have the ick just based on this really, really dumb take.
100%. People have such weird standards today. And if somebody wants to share a video with you, I think that's cool. Me and my man share videos all day long and just send stuff that we see and we want to talk about to each other. And we just send it and have a little conversation. I don't know why you would have the ick from that. But I don't know how successful she's going to be out there on the scene if that is one of them. Now, I'm seeing some people talking about like asking girls out, dating, stuff like that in the chat down below. This girl has a piece of advice for how you ask a woman out, and apparently a lot of men are doing it wrong.
If you are a man and you're asking out a woman, you need to get to the point. I'm saying this to try to be helpful because I've been getting asked out a lot for some odd reason. And every time it's so awkward and they're just like trying to make small talk. And I'm like, sir, let's go get to the point. Go up to her, say, hey, I think you're really beautiful. Can I get your number? Hey, I think you're pretty and I would love to hang out sometimes. Something simple and flattering, but we all need to move on with our day. We don't need to make small talk. And also remember to look at their ring finger and see if they're married before you ask them out. You are a man.
Okay, so there's her advice. I'm gonna be real. I keep saying I'm gonna be real after every one of these. I don't like the attitude that is coupled with this so-called advice. And you know that if you flip this advice on its head, right, and you said, she would say something toward along the lines of, I don't even know you yet. Why are you asking me out if I don't know you yet? So you'll get sort of people talking out of both sides of their mouth. If you walk up to a woman and you give her small talk and then ask her out, she'll say, just cut to the chase. If you walk up to her and cut to the chase, she'll say, I don't even know you that well. Why are you asking me for my number? Why are you asking me to go out on a date? It's really, at the end of the day, all about interest and whether or not she finds you attractive. If you're an attractive dude who she's interested in, you can open up in any way, shape, or form. Small talk, get straight to the point, it doesn't matter. She'll probably give you the yes, give you the number, or, you know, whatever form of contact you're asking for from her. And if you're not attractive to her, she's not going to be attracted to you. But I don't see anything wrong with engaging in a little bit of small talk with somebody before asking them for their number to see if they're a nice person, to see if they're somebody you would actually be willing to go out on a date with. And she'd be very quickly eliminated with this attitude she has if he probably just got a little bit of small talk in. Now, of course, she's married, so she's not even worried about this in the first place. She probably just wanted to let the internet know that she's getting asked out a lot whilst being married, and we can call it a day on that one. But for sure, you can start small talk. I would like to know if I was interested in somebody before I give them my number or, you know, say that I'm going to go out on a date with them. Make it make sense.
She's essentially saying, like, have riz, like, be sociable, be a man who mm-hmm. can just make himself attractive to women, strike up a good conversation, and have a high degree of self-awareness. And the problem is not all guys are naturally like that. So the ones who are hearing this message are, and take her advice, to your point, are probably still going to be met with the same results right. as if they were to belabor and try to do small talk and build your way up. If you lack self-awareness, if you lack riz, as the kids call it these days, or the ability to woo a woman, then I don't know that following advice one way or another is going to help. You have to just build that confidence and self-awareness and be able to read women and situations better. So I sympathize a little bit with her sentiment, because remember we reacted to that video a while ago of the girl who was like working her job at the restaurant and the guy was hitting on her and he sure. just like kept going and it was like so cringe. But at the same time, it kind of just falls on deaf ears when there's no context. Then saying that versus saying opposite advice can have the same net result. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're just a guy who she's already decided she's not interested in.
Sure. But she's saying, walk up to me, say I'm beautiful, and then ask for my number. Just get straight to the point. If a man walked up to me and said, I think you're beautiful, can I have your number? I'd be like, no, I don't care how attractive that man is. I'd be like, you want to talk to me just because you just saw me? That's literally it. You're not going to like try to know anything about me before you try to take me on a date. I don't know that that's the best advice. And maybe a lot of women would be interested in that. I think you're beautiful. Can I have your number? A little too quick for me. You need to slow it down, back it up like a Tonka truck, and ask me a few questions first. It's a bit quick for my taste. You let me know in the chat down below, ladies, if you are listening right now. If a man walked up to you and just said, I think you're really beautiful, can I have your number? How would you respond to that? And maybe we'll do a poll and ask you guys.
I'm working on it.
Sure. Now, this next one is breakupology. This could be the science behind your breakup. If you find that a woman has left you in your relationship and you don't know exactly why, where she went, why she wasn't feeling you anymore, this girl is giving her explanation as to why these things often happen. And this went crazy viral. Everybody was talking about this. Jordan Peterson ended up sharing this video and saying that he thought there was quite a bit of truth to it. Let's see what she has to say.
If you're a boy who has ever been dumped by your girlfriend for seemingly no apparent reason and you're looking for answers, this is what happened. Okay, this is you guys. You guys are in a happy relationship, and now all of a sudden you have one simple, fixable problem. For this example, we're going to use no good morning text. And your girlfriend who loves you, she's really happy with you. She comes to you and she tells you, she's like, hey, do you think we could start doing good morning text? Like, it'd mean a lot to me if you text me good morning. So you, her loving boyfriend, agree to give her good morning texts. But something happened and for whatever reason, you stopped giving her good morning text. So now we have a bigger problem. She now thinks that you don't care enough about her to send her good morning texts, even though she asked. But she's gonna be like, you know what? This is still kind of a small problem. I'm just gonna remind him. She reminds you. You're like, oh my gosh, that's right. I did agree to that. Okay, I will text you good morning. Unfortunately, though, you didn't follow through again. Now we have confirmed that you do not care enough to text her good morning, even though this is a simple, fixable problem. This is now a big problem. So now your girlfriend, who has never picked fights before in her life, starts picking a bunch of little fights about all these different things because she believes that you do not care enough. Through all of these picking fights with you, though, she still loves you and likes you enough to want to be with you, even though you guys have all these little problems now. Until one day these become unattractive to her. She's gonna realize that all of these little things that you do that remind her that you don't care about her enough are unattractive. And so now the problem is not these things. It's not even that you don't care enough. It's not even that she never got good morning texts. It's that she literally does not like you anymore. Does not like you. Now, unfortunately, she has to break up with you. And then you're gonna ask her why. And she's gonna list out all the reasons why she has to break up with you. And you are going to say, no, you should not break up with me because of those reasons, because from now on, I am going to do all of these things. And you will never have to worry about me never doing these things again because I'm gonna do them every single day. But remember, it doesn't even matter if you were to do all of these things anymore, because the problem now is that she's unattracted to you and just simply does not like you anymore. And now she's gonna go move on with her life and you're gonna go and tell your friends that you got dumped by absolutely no reason and that you guys all hate her and that she's crazy for dumping you over something so simple. But in reality, she never dumped you at all. This was a slow moving process that eventually led to the final reason and you weren't dumped. You probably actively chose not to give her what she said she needed. And now you guys aren't together anymore. Sorry.
Okay, there you go. A lot to unpack there. I actually have no doubt in my mind that this is how a lot of women's brains work 100%. They have like a laundry list of things that they want out of a relationship and you can check the boxes. But as soon as things start to like fall off or, you know, trickle away a little bit, they think you no longer care about them and then start picking fights on, you know, 10 other different things of he didn't compliment my outfit or he didn't text me back X, Y, and Z or, you know, he never bought me flowers on Valentine's Day, and then it becomes this whole problem. I think a lot of this is fixed with simple communication for the most part, and we're missing one of those levels of communication. You can tell somebody, hey, I want good morning texts, and remind them, hey, I want good morning texts, hey, I want good morning texts, hey, I want good morning texts, or you could have a conversation about like, I see that this is not necessarily working for you. And I would assume that you still care about me. Do you still care about me? Do you still love me? Yeah, yeah. What are ways that we can bring that about in our relationship that, you know, work better for you? Or maybe don't involve a good morning text, because it doesn't necessarily have to be that. I just need to feel like I'm cared for and that like I'm loved. So what's a way that is best for you to do that for me? And what is a way that you like receiving that for me? Because I think a lot of people just miss the mark on what they're looking for in a relationship. And of course, you have this whole like love language thing that everybody's doing right now where they say, my love language is quality time. My love language is words of affirmation. My love language is gifts or acts of service or whatever. And well, it's kind of like funny that we break ourselves down into further boxes in our relationship. It's probably a little important to know what makes the person that you're dating feel cared for and to try your best. But there is 100%, I think, a moment that goes through a lot of women's brains in a relationship, and probably men too, where you reach a certain boiling point of like, oh, I'm just no longer attracted to you no matter how much you come back for this. And I think for men in particular, women will see like a weakness or a lack of effort that completely shuts down their brain as far as their relationship with you. And there's not much you can do to come back from that once you've reached that little pit of them seeing it from you in the relationship. So yeah, I think a lot of women's brains do 100% work like this. I've probably done this in the past, but this would not be a present issue for me. I think I could communicate or just think my way out of this one without even having to communicate back and forth.
Would you have to draw a chart though? That's yeah.
The chart's helpful. I will say the chart is helpful.
But yeah, but I listen to this and kind of just to your point, take it as this is a lapse or failure in communication. And mm-hmm. it just, to me, betrays a little bit of immaturity on probably both of the parts of the hypothetical people involved in this situation, but also just looking at the whole situation in this way. It's when you get into like so much drama and so much like mental gymnastics, when you're trying to like figure out who's in the right and who's in the wrong, it's just like it shouldn't be that involved and shouldn't be that difficult. Mature people can communicate what is bothering them. They don't get hung up on shallower, petty things. They get to the core root of the issue, like you were saying, like, okay, I need to feel like I am valued and I'm not getting that. And having this like blanket requirement that I require a good morning text every single morning from my man, mm-hmm. that is a little bit weird and immature and could be a bit of a red flag. But it's also a red flag if the guy is completely unwilling to go out of his way in any sense to try to make you feel validated and feel like he's willing to make sacrifices to make you happy. And it's a dance. There should be sacrifice and on both sides, and both people are not going to get 100% of what they want. That's relationship 101. But the magic of it is it makes each of you happy to make the other one happy. And it's not about all this like drama and
right.
hyper-analyzing things. It's just about being there and like, okay, it's more important that this in the big picture, we make this thing work because I see your value, because I care about you, because we're compatible and this is good. This is happening. And I'm willing to make those sacrifices to make this thing work. But when you're getting hung up on little stuff like this, it's just like a sign to me of maybe immaturity or that you're just not ready for a relationship.
Right.
Or if one person is doing this, the other one's not, then okay, you need to draw the line and just say, okay, I gave you a chance and you're just perpetuating this immaturity and I'm done.
Yeah, it's just, you're either immature and crazy and a little clingy, to go back to Jimmy and Chelsea from Love is Blind. You're either one of those things, or it also could be that, like, you have much bigger problems manifesting in your relationship and you're using the good morning yeah. text as like a funnel for that complaint. Because I do feel if you're a woman who doesn't feel generally secure in your relationship and you don't feel like he actually cares for you, or you feel like he might be messing around on you, you'll find other complaints in order to make the larger problem known. So maybe she doesn't feel secure and she's using the good morning text thing as sort of like a scapegoat, I guess, for the burdens that her relationship is currently carrying. Because if your man is making you feel secure and you know he loves you, what are you worried about a good morning text for? Unless you're like worried about what he's up to in the morning, you know? So could be a multitude of things. I try not to think this way, but maybe I just feel secure most of the time. So I'm just not worried about these things. Whereas if I was like my younger self, this would be constantly swirling around the brain. It's a lot of like insecurity, I think, flowing through that. Now, this next one is about how much money you need to make in order to be able to date somebody, apparently. Let's see.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not right. You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. If she doesn't have that expectation, and I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
Let me cut no. I'm you talk about me.
So if you're making
okay, what a prize this one is. If you're making less than 50k a year, don't date is kind of insane to me. I think you can still look for companionship and date somebody if you're making less than 50k. And the fact that she insinuates that a woman who is willing to date somebody making less than 50k a year is somehow a bottom of the barrel bitch, I believe is what she said. That's insane. We're all going through different periods in our life, different forms of struggle, different forms of growth. You can meet a man who's making less than 50k a year, who is working his butt off every single day, who has a strong work ethic, who has great values, who has a great future ahead of him, whether that involves more money or it doesn't. And that's a great opportunity for you to have companionship with somebody and meet somebody who may or may not, you know, strengthen you in whatever it is that you're doing. Placing a monetary value on the person that you date is probably not wise. But of course, she's looking for what she's looking for. She wants somebody with expendable cash. She wants somebody to spend money on her. And she wants somebody, it seems, to provide for her. And that's okay to want that. But to advise that other people don't date somebody making less than 50K, or that if you're making less than 50K, you shouldn't look for somebody to fall in love with, is crazy. I think you can go ahead and continue dating if you're making less than 50K. I think you'll be okay. Now, it's another sort of conversation to talk about, you know, building a family and having other people depend on your salary and stuff like that. But in the meantime, you should be able to date and look for love, and you never know what you're going to find. I think she's associating less money with less character or less value as a human being. And that's a slippery slope if I've ever seen one.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, it's a Kool-Aid chat just said these are the 304s that Alex is always talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Alex is having a field day. This is the chat.
Beating the red pillars right mm-hmm. now. But do you think that this sentiment, I mean, this is again probably an extreme example, like we talked about before with the girl who said, if a guy sends me a reel, automatically that's an ick, he's out. It's like yeah. same sort of energy. If a guy doesn't make X amount of money, automatically he's out.
Yeah.
Like, do you think this represents the sentiment when it comes to money among the majority or the better part of young women in this day and age? And is that contributing to why dating is so difficult? Or is this more of like this girl's kind of just an extreme example in speaking for herself?
Majority is a strong word, but I do think there's a lot of women right now who have this sort of mentality, especially with the whole sprinkle sprinkle thing going on, which you guys know about, Share a Seven and our whole thing of like, you need to find a man to provide for you and find a man who's got money, use him for his money, act dumb around him so he feels like he has something to do, sprinkle sprinkle. And a lot of people are taking on that lifestyle and taking on that viewpoint towards men. And as women are getting more educated, also getting higher paid, they want somebody who's either matching their level of education and pay or, you know, superseding their level of education and pay. So the standard keeps moving up and up and up and up, and women are going to keep looking for more and more. sooner, I think they're not going to be able to find that, especially as they continue to become higher educated and become higher paid. You're going to have to date across or down when it comes to things like income. And again, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter unless you have a very specific lifestyle that you feel like needs to be adhered to and you won't be happy. Then do what you're going to do. Go out there on the dating scene and see what you can find as far as a man who matches or out earns your income. But hey, there are good men across every single income bracket. And there's something to be said for a lot of these women want to show up in a man's life once he's already successful and he's a millionaire, and they just want to pop in their little bodycon dress and go, oh my gosh, now I'm your little trophy wife who wasn't here through any of your struggle, wasn't here to watch you get successful, didn't help you at all in that, you know, stress release vasopressin thing that created the bond between us as you worked towards the money that you now have. And I'm just going to pop in and utilize you after a journey that I wasn't here for. And it's much better to find a man who's not there yet and go through it with him, help him through his stresses, help him through his problems so that he can become a successful man and be there at the end of it once you guys have built what you've built. But you have to find a good man and be able to see the potential in somebody to find that. And a lot of people don't want to take that risk. They'd rather deal with the rich guy who may or may not actually care about them but provides for them than deal with the guy who has to work towards it and may or may not want to be with them at the end of it. So we're skipping stages here, I think, in dating. And how that turns out for them, I don't know. I think a man who's successful and you just pop into his life is really not going to value you all that much unless you're bringing a ton to the table. Nobody likes to hear that phrase, bring something to the table, but you got to be bringing a lot and helping him a lot, I think.
Yeah, so buy low on your fellas. Yeah, I think trajectory is a huge word when it comes to like women evaluating potential candidates for a guy and vice versa, for sure. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at, given this person's character, given the choices that they've made up to this point in their life, are they on a trajectory to succeed? Are they on a trajectory to be in a position to provide, to give me a life that mm-hmm. be happy with? And that works in tandem with your growing relationship with knowing them as a person and their character, which is just as important. So reducing everything down to just like these money requirements and stuff is silly. And I do wonder like how much of this, to your point, is just a manifestation of the sort of shifting dynamics of females are achieving more, the male-female achievement gap is growing, and this might be a response to that. Women are also waiting till they're older, it seems, mm-hmm. and men and women in general are waiting till they're older. So there's something to be said for that, because usually when you're meeting someone who you're going to enter into a relationship with that's on that good trajectory, that you're starting love before they right. have all their success, happens in the younger years. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of young women and men are waiting longer and longer. I think that's another contributing factor. And then there's just the attitude out there that is being spoken about on TikToks and such that we see of the feminist, if he doesn't make 500K, if he only makes this much, unless he brings XYZ, then don't even consider him. And I think a lot of those factors are all kind of combining to make dating the hellscape that it is right now. 100%. So I have a lot of sympathy for people who are dealing with this. But to your point again, like you as a guy, you do the best you can to play the cards that you have and put yourself on a good trajectory. And similarly for a woman, don't needlessly eliminate good men from your possibilities just because they don't meet some criteria you heard on TikTok. And I think that'll give you the best chance of success. And I do believe that people can still find people.
Yeah, you're right. And there is something to be said about that age, waiting for a certain period. Because if you're 35 looking for a man and he's 35, you'd hope he's gained some at least level of success or some accolade that makes him stand out as far as the dating scene. And that's something to definitely think about, because it's harder, I guess, to set yourself apart. And the older a woman gets, the more successful she becomes. So the more that she's going to be looking for when she looks across the aisle. So it's tough out there. It's tough mm-hmm. out there. It's tough out there for y'all. There's much to be said about I think, dating and finding your person young, if you can. I'm not saying rush into the not right situation when you're young. I'm just saying start lasering in, you know, on what it is that you would want and looking for somebody who meets those standards rather than messing around with Boo Boo the Fool while you're in your 20s and then in your 30s going, oh, wait, I should probably, you know, start getting serious about what I'm looking for. And I think there's a lot of people giving the opposite advice. And the U.S. is not the only country dealing with this. I believe in Korea, there's like this huge movement now of women just completely writing off men, being, you know, completely celibate and saying, you know, we're not looking for men anymore until they adjust their standards and start treating us better. Now, I don't know what the male-female dynamic is in Korea. So they could be dealing with a lot worse problems than what we have going on here. But we're seeing very similar trends, you know, all over the world of this sort of, I guess, gender or sex-based awakening towards dating and just a key shift in the current, I guess, homeostasis of dating. And we'll see how that all pans out. Now, those of you, the red pillars are going to love this next video. The ones who hate the 304s are going to love this next video. This got tens of millions of views, and it's a couple being asked about whether or not they would use a hall pass. For those of you who don't know what a hall pass is, it's when you're in a relationship and you say, if you had a list of people or one person that if you had the opportunity to sleep with, you could sleep with them, I'll give you this hall pass in order to do that if the opportunity ever comes along. Okay.
How old are you?
26.
22.
How long have you been together?
2 years.
If she gave you a guilt-free pass to sleep with anybody, would you take it?
No, sir. You might get one pass, but at the end of the day, you want one wife. And this is the wife I want. So, no.
Okay. Now, what about you if he gave you one?
If he gave me a guilt-free pass, I would take it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Who would you take it with?
Lindy Waters III.
Don't even know who that is. That's our problem. Yep. Yep.
Who else?
Barry Sanders. I'm in love with him.
Now, what do you think those men have over your men?
They're professional athletes.
Oh.
That's crazy. Hey.
Black or white?
One is Native American and one's black.
But do you think that any of those guys would go for you?
Junior would.
That's crazy. Hey, at the end of the day, it's whatever. Whatever. At the end of the day, I don't care.
Bro, you better start caring. You better start caring. What? The fact that it just kept getting worse. I was thinking, okay, surely at some point she's going to shut up. Surely at some point she's going to say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable answering that. She continued. And not her listening some, like, F-list athletes. That should tell you something. If she's listing athletes that, like, are not even, like, A-listers that not that many people know of, she probably had some encounters with these individuals. I don't know why you would be just naming those names off the top of your head like that. This is crazy. And after he said, I wouldn't use it because I want a wife and she's going to be my wife, out of sheer embarrassment and, like, guilt, you should have just said, no, I wouldn't use it. But still, she answered the question, gave a list of these men, gave the characteristics, and said that they would be interested in her. I am speechless. I'm speechless. I've been gagged.
Do you have the straight to jail soundbite you can play for us? Because
I think this deserves it. I do have it.
Put you in jail right away. No trial, no nothing.
Straight to jail. Now, this is like an interesting phenomenon now because people are saying, oh, who would your celebrity hall pass be? And this has been a thing for quite some time. What I don't think people understand is that the line between average Joe and celebrity is really not that big. If you had a celebrity hall pass, it's very likely you could meet the celebrity at some point and something could happen. You guys heard the whole Omalay story, right? I don't need to fill y'all in on that. This girl went to this Nigerian singer's concert, or this West African singer's concert, Omalay, with her man that she was dating just about a year, or almost a year, and they're front row at this concert. The singer comes down, points at the girl, this man's girlfriend, and says, come up on stage. They go up on stage. This girl is dancing on Omalé. She is kissing him. She is twerking on him. They're doing all this different stuff on stage at the concert right in front of her boyfriend. But I guess that would have been a celebrity hall pass of some sort or something you never think would happen. And there it is happening right in front of your face. Now, of course, he left her and the whole thing went viral. And she's been getting a lot of pushback on the internet, and probably more so than is necessary after this story has gone viral. But the audacity of some people in relationships to do something like this, the amount of disrespect and the fact that this kid is saying, oh, it's whatever. It's whatever, you know, I don't even care. And he's still got the arm around the shoulder, holding her hand. I know that arm is aching. I know his body is aching with the answers that she just gave.
Yeah, you could just hear the narrator. He did care.
Like, yep.
That you could just feel the pain in his voice. And it's a little weird. I feel like maybe he's a little bit more young, innocent, like 22. She said she's 26, I think. So that's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
But my goodness, man. Like, it's one thing to be asked about, like, who's your celebrity crush or whatever it is, in this, like, way that, you know, there's the archetypal, you know, Marilyn Monroe, you know, beautiful people that you just, like, say, oh, yeah, well, she's the pretty one or whatever. But, like,
yeah,
to say in front of your person, who would you use for the hall pass? And then to have the gall to listen to your man say he would not use one because he's so committed to you that he wants you to be his wife, and you immediately just say, yeah, well, I would use it on this person and this person, which one of them, yeah, was a D-list athlete, and the other one was Barry Sanders, who's like probably 60 or 70 years old at this point, a legendary running back from the Detroit Lions.
That's really weird.
What a random, like, pull, and like to throw your guy under the bus like that in public on a video that's bound to go viral. Like, a lot of these seem manufactured or whatever, but this, I can see why it went viral, because she just treated him so bad. That was so crazy. And clearly, even though she's the older one, she's obviously less mature and not fit for a relationship.
Yeah, he needs to go. She's going to cheat on you, bro. You need to get out of that situation. And even if she's not going to cheat on you, the disrespect, the public disrespect, to answer a question like that and say that about your relationship. And again, the line between celebrities and your regular, degular people is not that big. Celebrities are just regular people who happen to be known by a lot of other regular people. So a celebrity hall passes, out of here. Regular hall passes, out of here. Why would you ever answer? I'm more mad than this kid was. he handled his response so very well. We ride at dawn for that kid, because what? Okay, next one. This is about you, struggling mamas. If y'all have a struggling mama, she has a take for you.
I don't care what nobody say. I definitely agree when they said men who grew up watching their mothers struggle and have to work and pay bills and take care of the kids with no help, they definitely feel like the women that they get with should have to, like, you know, fend for themselves and go through that. All because that's what they grew up watching mommy do. That's because your mother didn't have a real man beside her that loved her, that wanted to protect and provide. That's why you seen your mama always all shooken up and working. And, you know what I'm saying? That's not a soft life. You know what I'm saying? That's, she didn't live, you know, the life that she needed to live. And that's sad. And it's sad that you feel like you need to go out here and find a woman to work hard like your mama. We're not your mama. We're going to leave you.
Little face in the end. We're not your mama. We're going to leave you. Okay. I think there is some truth to this statement. However, if you're just a regular guy who had a mom who happened to be working and you want a woman who also works, which is pretty typical these days, I think that's fine. It's a different case if you are having a mother who struggled to provide for five kids and didn't have no money and worked paycheck to paycheck and was making food and dropping you off at school and going to work and coming back and, you know, wrangling the house while having no man around, and then you're expecting that from a woman because that's what you've seen, you probably want to have the mindset of how can I do better by the woman that I'm dating and the woman that I want to marry than what was done to my mother, and what were improvements that should have been made on my mother's life that she unfortunately didn't have the privilege of experiencing, and now I get to bestow that privilege upon another woman and sort of right what was wronged in the past and use it as an example in that way. But I do think a lot of men, maybe not a lot, but I've definitely seen men who say, oh, well, my mom struggled and she did this and that and you should be able to handle this. And the question shouldn't be, what did my mom do and why can't you do it? It should be, what did my mom do that she shouldn't have had to have done? And how can I, as a man, pick up the ball where it was dropped in this relationship that I now get to take on? And that'll be, I think, far more rewarding for both people involved in the relationship than looking at women and saying, my mom struggled, so I want you to struggle too. But that's what happens, and that's why the lack of having both role models is a really, it's a pit, it's a void that does need to be filled by something. You do need a strong male role model somewhere to show you how to treat women, what healthy relationships look like, just like you need a strong female role model to show you how to treat men and what relationships should look like. So when you miss that, and you don't have that growing up, you can miss the mark when you get older because you only have what you've seen as an example, and then you start to project that onto other people, even if it's not normal what it is you experience as a child.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, it's again the just kind of sweeping generalizations on this one. I think there, you can follow the logic, right? Where if a man is placing an unhealthy burden on his significant other and he had a single parent that struggled and looked to her as his model woman mm-hmm. and projects that onto his now significant other, that logic works and it makes sense. And it stands to reason that that would be a pitfall that he might be susceptible to. But it doesn't necessarily mean that all men raised by single mothers are going to be that way. That's something that could be maybe one guy worked that out in therapy and that was the situation. To your point, I think it's true as well that, yeah, dysfunction does breed dysfunction. And if you had any type of dysfunction in your household, whether it's single parent or through double parent issues, like you have to acknowledge and be aware that you are susceptible to repeating the same issues in your own life, or mm-hmm. That may have impacted in you in a way that if you don't process that in a healthy manner, you could project that onto other people, or perpetuate that kind of dysfunction or a related one into your own life and into your own future. So, and almost nobody had a perfect upbringing, and right. as much as we like to fantasize that people always have it easier than us. And that's not to say that, people who have it hard have it difficult, but we all should be aware that we're fallible human beings, that the people who raised us are fallible human beings, and it behooves us to process that and make sure that we're doing our best to be aware of our blind spots when we go into relationships and have some humility as well going into things, that other people have their own issues. And we're all just trying to, make this thing called life work, make relationships work. And lastly, I'll just say, like you mentioned about reference point. I, watching this video, ironically, I thought of my grandfather who passed away about 2 years ago. And he had, by a lot of people's standards, like a very unremarkable life. Lived in the same town for 60 years, built one house, lived in it the whole time, went to church on Sunday, just worked for 35 years at the same job with the same company and retired, lived off of retirement for a long time. And it was just kind of like a grandfather who was present and everything. But I remember just thinking at his funeral, seeing the community gathered and everything, of just how great a thing it is to be a functional person and a functional family man, and just provide to your own children and to society, like being a contributing member who leaves things better than when they found it, and was mm-hmm. present, and you showed up for your family. You are a positive member of society. You are a force for good in the world. There's so much disorder and so much chaos and dysfunction out there that there's a lot to be said. And I think it's underappreciated just to be functional and to appreciate that. And I think we need reference points like that in our lives and in our culture. And there's a reason why it's wise to look at those examples and to revere them, because there's a lot to be said. It's an achievement in its own just to not go below zero and yep. breed dysfunction and perpetuate dysfunction through your life.
100%. No Hope No Fun commented on YouTube and said, experience leads to expectation. So if you never get the experience set for you, you don't really know what to expect, or you have expectations that are probably not up to par with what the standard is. And there's something to be said for just having an average, normal life where you show up and you do good by your family and by your community. And that's an experience that now sets an expectation for those who come after you. Now, speaking of an experience that sets an expectation, we've been hearing a lot about trad wives everywhere. This next video is a play, a comedic play on trad wife content, and I believe a specific dig at a one Nara Smith, who we've made a video about on this channel before. She's a young model, mother of, I believe, going to be four now, who cooks every day, makes her food from scratch, you know, models on the side and does all this different stuff. And she is either loved on the internet or hated by those who do not like her lifestyle or what she's doing with her life. Now, this video is titled Every Trad Wife Ever. Let's see.
Because I'm better than you, I woke up extra early to prepare breakfast for my 455-month-old husband.
I woke up at 3 a.m. to prepare a fresh loaf of bread for this excellent French toast.
I can honestly say that life is so much better when you submit to your husband and make him breakfast.
The trick here is to just make sure that breakfast is ready the second your husband opens his eyes. Otherwise, you might catch him whining over a bit of spilled milk. Now, I hope I'm not milking this too much, but I just wanted to share with you how much better my life is than yours. While you're going into the office, I'm going into the kitchen. You're talking about marketing, and all I'm doing is going to the market. The other day, my husband said he had a meeting, and I said, what kind? Pork or steak? I guess I'm a little spoiled, unlike my milk. My hubby Butter loved this breakfast. It's definitely his jam. Did I mention everything in this video is homemade and homegrown from our homestead farm?
Looks like French toast is ready. Whoops, he sent me back because I'm a stupid girl who forgot that he likes his food in little pieces when he eats it in bed. I really am a stupid dum-dum.
Okay. It's giving projection. It's giving I feel inadequate. But, you know, some of this is funny. A lot of trad wife content is very similar to what was shown here. And it does give off, a certain vibe to some people who aren't particularly fond of that lifestyle. Where I see the projection is where they're insinuating that your life of going and working is somehow subpar to what it is that the trad wife is doing. I don't know that they're all that specific about that idea in their videos, and it's clearly insinuating that they're not, you know, the brightest bulb in the store by saying they're just providing for her husband and she's stupid and what's your meeting, is it steak or pork or all these different things. It feels like somebody's upset that a woman is meeting a certain standard that either A, they feel inadequate in comparison to, or B, they have some sort of deep-seated resentment towards due to their own choices in lifestyle, or maybe their own personal philosophy and ideology towards being a woman, what that means in working in tandem with a man, and, you know, sort of the feminist underpinnings of these ideas. I think there's nothing worse that you can do as a woman towards other women sometimes than being successful, beautiful, and challenging what is a current standard. And when you do that all publicly online while people are watching, you're going to get a ton of women who are commenting on your lifestyle, trying to bring down your lifestyle, and they'll try to come up with valid reasons to do so of, oh, you shouldn't be providing for a man like this, or what if he leaves you, or oh my gosh, you're too young to be caring for a family like this. But really, I think more so at the end of the day, it's that they feel inadequate. And they feel as though you're accomplishing things and achieving things that they are incapable of doing, or fly in the face of their ideology. So, you know, the Nora Smiths and, or the Ballerina Farms or whoever this video is specifically going to be about, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, hopefully happily. And I don't know that they're all that worried about this characterization of their content or their lifestyle.
And I see some people saying like, oh, it's satire, it's satire. But to me, satire falls flat when it's criticizing something that is wholesome and moderate by all indications. And there's a difference between like satirizing something or making comedy so that everyone can have a laugh because it's relatable. We're pointing out something unbalanced, absurd, irrational, whatever. And between that and getting personal or just being mean to make yourself feel better. And this definitely tends more toward the latter than the former. Now, if Nora Smith, for example, was out there like also bragging about her lifestyle and rubbing in other women's faces in a direct way and was very like extreme and unbalanced in that sense, then I could see room for it. And to the degree that, okay, there's a category of content that exists and it should be able to be made fun of. But I just think this is kind of falling flat just because it tends more toward being like mean-spirited and projecting like jealousy or resentment instead of just like, hey guys, isn't it funny that this kind of crazy thing's out there? We can all just kind of laugh at it together. Like it definitely feels more than that.
Yeah. And I think so. All is fair in comedy. You can make fun of whoever you want anytime. Right. And it's no skin off my back to watch anything like that. But satire is commentary regardless. So I could satirize what it is the daily life of a modern day feminist looks like and say I wake up and I don't shave my armpits, and then my neck is dyed blue from the hair dye I put in last night, and I go to my corporate job to slave away all day. Satire is comedy, and it's a way of communicating how you feel about a specific demographic of people. So this is satirizing, you know, the trad wifery, the trad wife life. What's interesting is that most of the women that would fall under this sort of satire or the satirical commentary are actually not, in fact, trad wives, because they are working day in and day out to film this content, to put it out on the internet. They're often selling products. They're selling a lifestyle towards people. So they're very much working mothers, which is even funnier because they're doing a work that is maybe not a 9-to-5 job, but is still generating income and takes a considerable amount of time and effort, and also taking care of their family on top of that. Now, I do believe Nora Smith has maybe nannies or something going on in that vein. I think people have been speculating about that recently, but a lot of these people are in fact working mothers, which makes it even more hilarious. And I guess you could argue is maybe a ding on their side that they are actually working mothers, but they are maybe perpetuating or showing a lifestyle that insinuates that they aren't. But to consume the content is to know that these women are working. So it's kind of just requires you to have your brain on, I feel like.
Sounds like you could satirize this better than she did. But someone here, Drina, said, if you're doing comedy right, even the people you're making fun of can laugh. When you're being mean, no one is laughing. I do think there's a lot of truth to that. I would say if you watch like late night TV these days, they are mean to a certain demographic, and the people who share a resentment toward that demographic, I think, find things funny. So that might throw a little bit of a wrench in that. But broadly speaking, I think that's true. Good comedy can make even the people that are being made fun of laugh. Because we talked about this before, like when you declare certain groups of people or certain topics or whatever completely off limits, you're actually excluding that group from society by trying to be overprotective of it or give it this, you know, you can't touch this mentality, where receiving jabs and being able to be talked about is actually something that fosters that inclusion that a lot of these types pretend to be advocates of.
Yeah, 100%. It seems as though this Tradwife thing is going to come to a head here soon, because people are talking about it. It's everywhere. I see all of these women's videos getting talked about and debated, and I think it's just the market currently for what we're going to discuss, and then the next thing will come soon. I don't know what the next thing is going to be. I'm curious. You guys let me know what you think is coming after Tradwives, because I feel like the wave is cresting on this one, and we've gone through all the different circuits of debate as far as this one is involved. We're going to watch one more, and this one went viral. This says, POV, you're almost 30, single, and dating literally anywhere, and then we'll get into your super chats.
I just feel like, as a single woman dating in general, that like it's not too much to ask. If you like dogs and are not particularly religious, you maybe lean a certain way politically but don't talk about it every fucking day, don't have a history of addiction, like your family and get along with them and don't have insane traumatic mommy issues, have a job that you do enjoy and financially stable, and then haven't cheated on any of your exes. I just feel like that's pretty basic, but I don't know, I guess not, because I have yet to meet somebody who passes all seven requirements. That's all.
Okay. I didn't think her requirements were all that unreasonable. She said she wants somebody who's not particularly religious, maybe has political leanings but doesn't talk about them, is financially stable, you know, likes pets or something, or whatever she said. That's all fine. I think it's more the attitude that is accompanied with this list of requirements that may not be working out all that much. Hopefully she's not carrying it around when she's going on dates with men and trying to analyze whether or not they meet these seven requirements that she has. Because honestly, the requirements are not all that unreasonable. I would have the very same if I was out there trying to find somebody. It just wouldn't be coupled with this, I don't know, guess not, I guess a man who meets my standards doesn't exist. Because if you carry that energy around with you, guaranteed people are absorbing it one way or another. You might be trying to mask it as much as you possibly can, but the energy that you carry internally, not to sound all spiritual and hippy-dippy, it's just to say that the attitude that you carry resonates outward, and people do take that in and can recognize that in you. So hopefully this was just a little character she put on. I don't know how many men would be interested in that, even if they do meet the requirements.
Yeah, I think the chat seems to be agreeing with you that it's the attitude more than anything. The only thing I think I would add is, like we talked about before, with people waiting longer, like she's saying, she's leading with, I'm 30 and single. So I kind of wonder, has this attitude been a factor in her failure to find someone so far? Or has she been of the attitude that I'm not really looking for that long-term mate where I have all these high requirements until such and such an age? And at that point, the people who will meet those requirements are probably a smaller pool of men who are mm-hmm. going to probably be older than you and have more opportunity to have baggage and such. So there's something to be said for that factor as well. But I don't know. It's not that unreasonable to no. want someone who doesn't have addictions and matches your religious preferences and things like that. But again, I think more than anything, as our audience says as well, it's the attitude.
Yeah, I'm reading your guys' comments. You seem to be feeling it too. Now, speaking of reading your comments, we are going to get into super chats. My chair just fell like a foot. Okay.
Bye.
Let's get
you
back.
You could just drop out of the show one day. Just whoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Au revoir. All right. Our first one today is from Kwazikule Mfeka.
Yay.
Quickly becoming a regular. Yes. So appreciate that. Hey guys, recently watched the 1 million subscribers video again, and damn, y'all went through a lot. Anyways, loved your reaction with Risa. You feel me?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, if you guys aren't subscribed to the second channel, Omri Unfiltered, you guys can go check that out. We just dropped a reaction to one of those like viral pop the balloon dating shows that are going all over the place. And maybe we can link the channel in the comments at some point. You guys can check it out. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. What was the other comment? The 1 million subscriber one. Yeah, we have come a very long way from shelves falling off the walls and things falling apart and no lighting to independent here on this set. It's been a wild ride on this show.
And fun fact, we are still waiting on YouTube to send us the 1 million subscriber little plaque that they send to those creators.
We were supposed to get one at 100,000. We didn't get the 100,000 one either.
Nope. So, they hate us for some reason.
I think so.
Yeah. I have to give them a piece of our mind.
Yeah.
Dalton says, happy Monday. Just finished drill weekend for the Army Guard. There's a girl in my unit who I showed your videos to, and she's obsessed with both of you now.
Oh.
Yes. Any TV recommendations?
Oh, any TV recommendations. Awesome. Hi to your girl. I don't know if you're interested in her, but if she's just friends, but hi.
But if you are, we can do like a matchmaking date and show everybody
DM
on
you.
The show.
We'll do a Zoom date. as far as TV recommendations, I just watched Dune, the first Dune again last night to get a refresher. I'm gonna go watch Dune 2 because everybody's hyping up this movie unlike anything I've seen in a really long time. I saw a lot of the film people that I follow on like TikTok and Twitter saying this movie is so good. I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. It's just as good as Godfather and Scarface and Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and all this stuff. So it's generating a lot of hype, and I don't know if it's gonna live up to the hype that is being generated around it, but I liked the first one, so I'm excited. I'm gonna go see the second one tonight. I guess that's my recommendation. Get into Dune. It's a heavy lift because it's a little confusing out of the gate, but once you get into it, it's good.
All right. You give them some of the biggest budget movies for TV recommendations, but it's fine.
Rick and Morty. I like Rick and Morty. Okay. It's on Max.
Another one.
Rick and Morty is a good recommendation.
Smart people humor.
You guys know I love Desperate Housewives and Mad Men, so I'm just going to give
I didn't know you love Desperate Housewives.
I'm obsessed with it. I've watched Desperate Housewives from front to back at probably 10 times because I watched it as a kid with my grandma. And then then I've been obsessed with that show. So it's a good one.
I've never watched it. Maybe I can watch that with my wife when we need a new show.
It's
We've been watching this game show called The Floor, hosted by Rob Lowe. And it's kind of cheesy, but we got into it. And we have Hulu, and I paid extra for no commercials because we couldn't endure commercials. And it was like a 1 month splurge now, and it's been like 3 months. So it's hard not once you're used to no commercials. So we fast forward through a lot of like the buildup and just watch the main parts of it. But that's been the show. We've been watching The Love is Blind this season.
Love is Blind. Yep.
That's been a while. I hear people have been saying this is one of the more like crazy seasons in memory. Like
treacherous.
We started watching the last one and fell off. So this one we're keeping up with though.
Yeah. This one's been wild. That's a good recommendation. Love is Blind.
And then we just finished True Detective season one as well.
Oh, so good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It was a little weird for me. I'm more of like a give me the whodunit. It was so much character development for the first half that it was like, what? The story's not progressing. I need more. But it ended up having more twists and turns, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so, it was good. I love Matthew McConaughey in that season.
Yeah. It borders on like overacting as always with him, but it's so like so much that it's still good.
It's good.
Okay. Could talk about TV all day, apparently. Ken Thompson says, I'm a hormone doctor. Vasopressin constricts your blood vessels and concentrates your urine. It doesn't make you fall in love. WTF.
Wait, what? Hold on. I got mixed things on this because I looked up vasopressin and...
We need to go deeper in the rabbit hole. This one. I watched a little bit of Andrew Huberman with a neuroscientist or whatever expert, and they talked about oxytocin and vasopressin and how it deals with different motivations.
I mean,
I'm sure it's more nuanced than that, but it probably,
of course,
I would take this guy's word over the podcast chicks.
Right. This is vasopressin is associated with physical and emotional mobilization and helps support vigilance and behaviors needed for guarding a partner. Or I'm not going to click to read what else. But I mean, we'll see. I have no idea. I'm sure it also does that as well. I have no idea. This is the first time I'm hearing of such a thing. So
we got to do a deep dive on.
I guess
maybe
so.
Bring a doctor on or something.
Talk about vasopressin.
Satma Dude says, Dating question. If a very large woman asked me out and I replied to her that I only like my woman with two chins or less, is she right to walk off angrily?
Yes, of course she's right to walk off angrily. She should have done more than that. Rude. That is extremely rude. She dodged a bullet. I don't think this actually happened. I'll take things that didn't happen for $1,000, Alex. But if it did, she's more than correct.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily going to fault you for having a certain preference, but the way that you communicated it in this hypothetical scenario is
not good.
Disrespectful. Okay, Felipe Guerra says, oxytocin, the love hormone, is still stimulated with anyone you love. This includes friends, family, and lovers. Vasopressin is used to increase blood pressure. Body has so many buffer systems that has a lot of nuance.
Hey,
all kind of takes
I love it.
Stuff.
We're getting schooled in the super chats today. I'm going to have to look into oxytocin and vasopressin because obviously I know a lot about oxytocin because that's released for both parties. It's released during intimacy and exercise. And while women are giving birth, that's a really pivotal thing. But yeah, vasopressin, not really looked into all that much.
Joanna Bose says, celebrating my 16-year anniversary with my partner. Love your channel. Brings great discussions with my husband on a weekly basis. Aww. Love from the UK.
That is so great. Congratulations on your anniversary.
That is so cool.
That is awesome. And very cool.
It's so cool to think that, like, y'all are getting value out of this stuff. But sometimes it feels
that's
like
so
we're
crazy.
Just talking.
Yeah, spitballing.
Yeah. But, I love that. Just put me in the Matrix already. There he is. Says, hey, Tay and Hood Queen Amala.
Hood Queen. That was from our other episode.
Okay.
That was from
the asteroid. Actually send 10 just to make sure they get the job done after watching that con artist from Chicago and the 304s that believed him. More alarms going off than in prison.
You guys really need to go watch the Omri channel, my channel with Risa, because that's what people are talking about, is that recent Pop the Balloon episode. There was somebody on there, and he was meeting up with this... There's a lineup of girls, and they all get a balloon, right? And a guy walks out, and if you're not interested in the guy, you pop the balloon, which is, like, the worst form of rejection ever, to have a line of girls just pop a balloon in your face.
Literally bursting his bubble.
Yeah, literally. So then you talk to the ones who haven't popped their balloon, and then if they're at all disinterested in you during the conversation, they can just pop it. And he walked up to one of the girls, and his compliment to her was that she is a hood queen, and she enjoyed the compliment. If somebody called... I'm telling you right now, if y'all called me a hood queen... You're fired. Effective immediately. I don't care what your job is. You're fired. Here's your cardboard box. Put your stuff in it and go home. Do not a hood queen. And you think that's a compliment? It's such a red flag. Oh, my
gosh. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go.
Exactly. Jail.
Okay, that's why I was like, wait, what? When I read that, because yeah. I didn't have the context. So I thought he was literally just calling you a hood queen. I'm like, excuse me?
You gotta be subbed to the second channel, Taylor.
I guess so. better get on my game here. Rick Cormier says, if she asks for a text every morning, she is way too needy to date. Time to plan the escape route.
Yeah, it's just whatever you're into. Some men are like really romantic and they like doing, it's like a small thing that you can do every day. I wouldn't, to me, it's a bit, I don't need that. I don't need that. I mean, I like daily affection, but it doesn't need to be in the form of a text every morning. But I could see why girls are into that, and some men are setting that as a standard in their relationships, and they see it and go, I want that too. So just find a man who wants to do that for you.
Yeah, someone asked for the link to the other channel. I'll drop that in a second in the chat. After we read, your mom, a 304, just wanted to hear you guys say my username, LOL.
There you go.
Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. At least it was a nice comment.
Yes, sure. It was. Your mom, a 304. There you go.
Nice recovery. MR says, I just started watching you a couple of days ago. Thank you for your work in these crazy times. Respect Aww. From Sweden.
Thank you so much. You're new here. We love to hear from all the newbies in the chat. If this is your first live that you're catching, drop that in the chat down below. I always love to like look at your comments. I'm constantly watching you guys down here. So I do see you, whether or not I acknowledge it or not. I see y'all.
Okay. Sorry. It took me a minute to get the link to the second channel. Just drop that in.
Okay.
The chat.
Yeah, you guys can meet my bestie Risa, who does the second channel with me.
We are maybe working towards doing a blind dating show or dating show with her.
And she's a hottie, guys. So if you're a man who's of age
and looking for a girl.
And in the Los Angeles area.
And in the Los Angeles area.
Every weekend.
Or in the Los Angeles area. Keep an eye out, because she's up for grabs.
All right. Diva Dawn says, I don't care how much a man makes or spends as long as he doesn't take me to the Cheesecake Factory.
Come on. I'd love a ticket to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, we used to go there on lunch break sometimes back in the day.
Love it. Brown bread? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I don't even know why they had the white bread. The brown is just so much better.
I know. Like, why are you even bothering me with this right now? Just look at the waiter and just shake your head. Why double is brown, this even here?
The white.
Double brown.
Sir, this is 2024. We don't want white. Just kidding. Just put me in the Matrix again. It says, after that breakup TikTok video, send 50, no, send 100 asteroids. Humanity is doomed. This is the most girl math logic I've ever seen in my life.
You know, I do understand that the male brain and the female brain are different. And I do think there's probably a lot of relationships right now that are teetering in this area where girls are asking for things that are not unreasonable to them, but can be unreasonable to a man. And that's something that they have to learn. And a man is going like, duh, I love you. Do I need to tell you every single day that I love you in order for you to understand how deeply I love you? And the girl's like, yes, you do have to tell me every single day in order for me to understand. And more so than anything, it's about a lack of security. If you guys don't feel security within your relationship, it's just going to be problem after problem after problem, and people are going to need reminder after reminder after reminder. So make them feel secure, boys, and then you don't have to worry about all the good morning texts and stuff. But it's not that hard. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. The amount of, like, where I live in LA, there's a lot of like street vendors and stuff, and there's constantly, you could drive down any major street in LA and there's just people with like flowers that are like $5 standing on the side of the road. I'm just like, if y'all can't figure that out once every 2 months to just pop a $5 bill out your window, grab the thing of flowers and go to your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. Come on, y'all. Is that easy? Is that easy?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's watching this now, so if I surprise her with flowers in the next like week or so, she's just gonna be like, oh, that was just from the remember. She's the kind that's like, don't get me anything on Valentine's Day, because that's like, yeah, a dedicated day. I'd rather, sure, have you surprise me on a random day. That means more. And I saw someone in the chat earlier said, I prefer the just thinking about you text that happen randomly than, yeah, the like daily good morning text, which I think there's 100%. A lot to be said there.
See, and then you fall into, some women create a trap for you, right? Like, you could be a guy who's kind of smart and savvy about it, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go to a flower shop and I'm just going to pay for a subscription so she gets flowers every month or like whatever, or every 6 months or something like that. And then she's like, you just paid for the subscription and you're not even actually going to buy me the flowers. You're just having somebody else do it. All of this is avoided if you're not dating somebody who's literally insane. So... guys, just keep an eye out.
Yeah, you need like an AI randomized flower delivery service that you pay for in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable.
Dude,
and it just randomly surprises your woman.
That's a product. We should create an AI product where a man can pay for it and it does random things. Like, sometimes it'll send flowers, sometimes it'll send a good morning text, sometimes it'll send like a teddy bear or a chocolate bar, and it looks randomized.
You just get thanked for random things, dude, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, doing great. I can see the commercial for that already.
That's honestly so smart. Nobody can steal that idea because we have it documented right here. I know that's not how the law works, but we said it.
Verbal patent. Called it. Dibs. Michael Scott.
Trademarked.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The name you gave me says, only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved by the condition, under condition that he provides something. That's a quote from Chris Rock.
Well, I don't know that that's always true. I think for many that is somewhat true. I don't know that there's a lot of love that is truly unconditional in this world, to be fair. Think most of us, or most people who are in relationships, it is a conditional love. If that person cheats on you, you're probably bouncing. If that person starts, you know, failing astronomically, develops a drug addiction and abusing you, you're probably leaving. So that is a conditional basis for your love and affection. But, you know, some people do get the blessing of experiencing actual unconditional love. And I think that's a great thing. But I think a lot of our love is conditional.
Just put me in the Matrix again, says, a projection by Morgan Stanley has estimated that by 2030, 45% of women in their prime working years, ages 25 to 44, will be single and childless.
Their prime working years? Is that what that said? That's so funny. Wow, what an interesting way to put that. Their prime working years. Yeah, well, not surprised. Not surprised by that. I think it's we're going through a similar movement to what's happening in Korea. And women are just abstaining and going, you know, I don't need it anymore. Whether or not that's actually true, they'll figure out later on in life. But I'm chilling.
Or they won't if we go extinct. I saw a stat that in Japan, two people are dying for every baby that's born right now. Just crazy.
Not me.
And that's like, they're not even, to my knowledge, going crazy with like gender confusion and all that. Like they're have a more traditional understanding of roles and stuff like that. But whatever problems they got going on, I mean, we've got, I would argue, more, even if for now our birth rates are higher. Yeah. Like the trajectory we're on is not a good one. So
yeah, I've read of a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of like lonely men in Japan, and they have a whole movement online where they like meet in chat rooms and talk about it. There's a lot of sexual promiscuity in Japan and a lot of sexual assault in Japan as well, according to, you know, people who either are born and live there or are there as tourists. It's apparently a really big problem that's messing up dating scenes and things like that.
That's wild.
Y'all confirm. If y'all in Japan right now listening, confirm or deny whether or not this is actually the case.
And yeah, maybe we need to go over there and make a little investigative video. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
go to Japan. Compare.
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor Fan Club says, missed Friday stream because I was snowboarding. Didn't get back in time. Just want to say happy Monday to the best podcast and best viewers ever.
Aw, that is so sweet. Thank you. And that's I'm glad you missed the podcast for good reason. You're out there shredding, you know? It's good for you.
Touching grass or
touching,
snow.
Touching, yes. Yeah.
Hi Q says, hi, Amala, there's going to be a lot of well looked after cats in the future.
Yeah, that's so very true. You know, I see recently there was a woman who I'm not too well acquainted with, but from time to time has popped up, and she often talks about how she doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want a man, doesn't need a man. And has a dog that she cares for like a child. And now a man has come along, and suddenly the tune is changing. A good man changes the tune, guys. That's all I'm going to say. So be good men and be good women.
And if you're like my wife, you can have a cat and then land a good man.
This is true.
At first doesn't like the cat and then becomes best buds with the cat.
That's always how it goes with men. They're like, I don't want something running around here. And then you get one and then all of a sudden they're obsessed with the animal.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a little grouchy, but that's just his personality. But he's my buddy.
Yeah.
So he had a tummy ache this weekend and we were worried about him, but he started eating again this morning. So everyone, it's okay. No alarms needed.
He's gonna live.
Just put me in the matrix again says what that guy should have said to Hall Pass Girl was, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody and break up with her right on the spot.
Grounds. It's grounds, 100%. That sort of answer, just don't bother. Why are you wasting good years of your life on somebody who's carrying that energy around when it comes to cheating on you?
Yeah, poor guy. I mean, he just seemed shocked more than anything. Like, he was kind of like saying, I don't care. When you clearly care, but it's like,
what are you going to do?
So, like, shell shocked in that moment. He was like, I don't know what else to say. I just want to be out of this limelight so I can actually process this. And hopefully, he did process it and realize that that girl is not worth his time. Anthony Scott says, a truly trad wife wouldn't make videos about being a trad wife. Social media isn't traditional.
Yeah, it's just hard. You know, it's like, there's, I guess, a spectrum of what constitutes being traditional and what doesn't. And we're just in this new sort of meta world where you can be somewhat traditional and have it online. They're all varying degrees, I guess. But yeah, true trad wife would not be on the internet, I guess.
Alex Lesher says, Amala, I would just like to say that you're shirt is very lovely, and Taylor, keep rocking that beard, bro.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys like the shirt. I appreciate it.
you need to start listing your wardrobe and links with a referral code.
I should get
that up.
Paid for that. Just kidding. This is from Urban Outfitters, guys. It's still available. Look it up on the website. Chocolate long sleeve shirts.
But that's not an endorsement. If
it's
they
not
want
an
one,
endorsement, and I'm not sponsored. Yep.
Celtic Blacksmith says, "Mamala, give that dude a, give that dude that dissed the big girl a solid Z snap. Don't be letting your goofy goobers off the hook that easily, darling."
A Z snap? What is a Z snap? I don't even know what that means.
That was hard to read.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what that means. Therefore, I cannot give it to somebody. But he is certainly not off the hook if he actually said that to a woman. Not nice. It's not nice.
Straight to jail. Mm-hmm. No trial. Manny Patty says, "I send my boyfriend a morning text every day because I wake up first."
That's cute. And I'm hopefully he appreciates it. Hopefully he's like, yeah, you know what? I get that little text to look forward to every morning.
Hop says, "Friday was my first live and first super chat ever, so I forgot my message. Oops. Love your show and really appreciate the critical insight."
Aw, that's awesome. And I'm glad we have some first timers, well, second timers now, hanging out and jumping in the chat. Welcome, welcome.
A seasoned veteran now, Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Sup, my dude again says, "I thought maybe the very large woman walked off angrily because type 2 diabetes is linked to uncontrollable emotional distress and depression."
Sup, my dude. We have bigger things to worry about. We have bigger fish to fry than this angry woman. Maybe she could sense your energy towards her.
At least metaphorically, if not literally.
Yep.
Savricks says, "Remember when I said sometimes it's more about unlocking the opportunity to show someone just how amazing you are, although it can be fleeting. All I want to do is flee when I hear them talk like that."
In regard to standards, I think is what
is sometimes it's more about unlocking the opportunity to show someone just how amazing you are, although it can be fleeting.
Savricks, your comments are so philosophical that it's just general knowledge. Twice. I never know exactly what you are, exactly what you are referencing. But yes, I do think the opportunity to showcase yourself is a wonderful thing. It could be in reference to so many of the videos we watched. Now I'm thinking it was maybe the girl who said, "I don't want small talk when a guy walks up to me. I just want to be told I'm beautiful and ask for the number." That's a great opportunity to showcase how great you are. But yeah, sometimes you gotta give people the opportunity.
House of Has says, "Gonna write a song about you, Amala. Here's the lyrics."
Oh gosh.
"My hood queen, whose crown has fallen off thy weave. My hood queen, where is your hood crown?"
Wow, thank you. I truly do appreciate that. Where's the round of applause? Wow, that was fantastic. What I'm actually thinking is, but I'll take it. Again, Hood Queen is never going to work on me, guys. I'm just going to put that back on the record.
Who put you in charge of the soundboard is what I want to know. Nicodemus 1984 says, "It looks like Taylor's building his Obi-Wan Kenobi look."
I don't know what Obi-Wan Kenobi looks like, so sorry.
Well, there's the old one, and then there's the young one. The young one's played by Ewan McGregor, who's not that young anymore. The old one's Alec Guinness.
So which one do you look more like?
I don't know. I guess you have to tell me that in the chat. Nick
Let him know.
But it's like I'm getting so many
beard comments.
Beard comments. Yeah, it's starting to weird me out.
Can I say?
But now my wife keeps showing me pictures of me like before a beard. And she's like, "Haha, you look so young and so like childish." And she sent me this Instagram reel, which is not a nick for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Of this couple, it was like a couple's reel or whatever. And like the guy, it's like when you shave for the first time in a while, like your beard. And the guy comes out and had like a baby filter on his face. Yep. And the girl's like, "Oh," and she like leaves when packs up her suitcase until he grows it back or whatever. It's
does
like
make,
a funny little...
does make men look shockingly young when they shave.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm scared of that moment. I have to keep this thing going. But clean it up. Clean it up. Your mom at 304 again says, "Only children deserve unconditional love. Life brings too many convoluted situations to realistically say any other love is unconditional."
Yeah, I think they're, for the most part, that is true, because children don't have all that much, you know, control over what it is they do and their view on the world and their understanding of it, whereas other people do. So you kind of have to hold them to account on what it is they know or the knowledge they have so far. Now, there's something to be said for, you can be in a relationship with somebody and love them unconditionally, but on condition can no longer be with that person. Like, you could love a man who has cheated on you or broken your trust or done something horrible, and that doesn't mean that you have to be around them all the time or continue to be in a relationship with them, but sometimes that love lingers and in a sense would be unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we use one word for love. Like, I know in Greek, for example, like in, when if you study the Bible, there's different situations where it's like, okay, and when we say love in this context, it means it's used in the word phileo, which is about brotherly love. And this one's eros, and that's talking about sexual love,
mm-hmm.
or agape. And that's like the sort of unconditional love that God has for humanity. And yeah, there's more parsed out when we say that word and we talk about unconditional love. It's such a broad spectrum of situations and relational contexts that are covered, that it's difficult to say like unconditional love does or mm-hmm. doesn't exist. And I think you can have unconditional love in the sense that, you know, I want what is best for you. I am not affected by your mistreatment of me, but I love you in the sense that even if you hurt me and you're a horrible person, I want just like I want all of humanity to flourish and succeed, I wish that for you. I'm not going to be controlled and beholden by bitterness. I'm letting that go. And, you know, I love you. But that doesn't mean also mm-hmm. that I'm going to, like, continue to invest in this relationship emotionally or put anything into it or let right. you have any hold over my life or my heart. So I think there's a place for, like, unconditional love in that sense, especially when it comes to, like, your family, your children, things like that. Then, yeah, you should have, like, a general, like, even if you hurt me and do horrible things, like a little bit of separation, I still like love you in the sense that I would like to see you recover. I would like things. I'm not going to harbor ill will towards you despite all that. But again, I think we just need more nuance when it comes to the word love yeah. and what that can mean. Okay. Just Put Me in the Matrix Already says, I was watching a Japan video on YouTube where guys are rented by shy girls and guys who go to cuddle cafes. And are just so happy to pay a girl to talk to her and to hug her and be around her. It's depressing.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sexual and non-sexual prostitution that takes place in Japan. All different types. Cuddling and hiring people for dates or hiring, like, friends to be around or, you know, more sexual in nature stuff that you can do in Japan. So much so that I think when you ask the, like, average Japanese woman whether or not she considers prostitution to be cheating within a relationship, a lot of them say no, that they don't even consider that a form of cheating because of how normalized it is within Japan. Now, I don't know what percentage of women would be comfortable with that, but I was shocked at the amount of just, like, really beautiful young women that are like, oh yeah, if he goes to a prostitute, it doesn't really matter. So, damn. Okay. Different cultures. Different strokes for different folks, literally.
Like, I've been around a little bit. I spent 3 years of my life in Latin America before I graduated high school. I've been to, you know, a lot of countries, but Japan is like a whole other world. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated. Like, the less I know about a place, the more I want to go there and, like, study about it, just because I'm fascinated by, like, the way humanity just, I don't know, how we're similar and with relationship dynamics, and then how we're different and how different cultures that have arisen deal with the same challenges.
I used to want to go to India so bad. Mm-hmm. And that recent story that I'm sure many of you are seeing about that influencer who was there with her husband and she got attacked by 7 men, and you all know how that went and what happened in front of her husband. And they're still defending it of like, oh yeah, no, but it's still like a beautiful culture and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can understand that. I'm going to view that from a distance. And the amount of people who go there and just get assaulted for literally no reason is insane. Hugely terrifying. Never. Now I'm like, oh, that crossing that off the list. Don't need to ever go there. 100%. Yeah. Never going there.
Yeah, was it the husband that was also, like, apologizing for India, basically, and saying, like, oh, don't judge us all? Or was it just,
yeah,
like,
the husband culture? Posting, yeah, with his wife.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Celtic Blacksmith explains Z-snap is when you snap your fingers 3 times in the shape of a Z, not knowing that it is a treatment to you being not it. Okay, wait. Not knowing that is a testament to you not being a hood queen, though. Just a queen.
The funny thing is, I definitely knew what that was. I just didn't know it was called a Z-snap. So there you go. I didn't realize it had a name.
I instantly figured that out when you said that. That's okay. Look at us. Learning new things every day.
Who would have thought we'd be here?
Not me. One more from Celtic says, Taylor, you guys got to start a show by Amala saying hello there. And you respond with General Epinobi. Amala won't get it, but I know you know.
My gosh. Yes, I have a feeling it has to do with Star Wars.
It does, yeah. Okay. It's one of the famous quotes of from, I think it's Star Wars Episode 2, but Obi-Wan Kenobi says, hello there. And then someone responds, General Kenobi.
My brother's name is Toby Epinobi. So imagine how he feels. It's followed him around his entire life.
I love it. Has he watched Star Wars?
Yes, most definitely. Okay. Most definitely.
At least he gets the reference, yeah. Unlike some people.
Yeah, 100%. That's fair.
Nicodemus 1984 says the Obi-Wan from episode 3, Ewan McGregor. Okay. So
there you go.
I think he's got like a goatee situation going on in that one though. Maybe it's a full on beard. I don't know. But
that's so funny because there's this actor and model named Taylor who is friends with my boyfriend John, and he looks like Taylor. I'll have to look him up. I was at the mall with my friend Risa, and we saw model Taylor doing like a little advertisement. He was on like one of the little screens for this eyeglass thing, and he actually looks like like you guys look like you could be brothers or cousins or something. I'll have to look him up so you can see what he looks like. But anyways, we'll
move on. Hey, I feel like the blonde hair, blue eyed guys get the everyone wants the tall, dark, and handsome type. And blonde hair. Even my wife is like a. Blonde guys were not my type, but I'm always happy that another fellow blonde man gets a little love.
You figured it out. You cracked the code.
I guess so. Jeff Raidmaker says, some of us have too much gray to ever be thought of as young anymore.
Hey,
I guess so.
That's somebody else's judgment. Okay, so tell me this does not look like Taylor. Hold on. Let me put it full screen.
Okay, let me take myself.
Tell me that doesn't look like Taylor's brother.
I guess I should keep myself on. I was about to take it off. But...
Are you guys, don't even play with me right now and tell me that you do not see the resemblance between these two individuals.
Should I hit the blue steel so I look like a model?
Come on, guys. Put it in the chat down below.
That's a good looking man. I'll take it.
Do you not think this looks like you, Taylor? Do you not think you guys could be brothers or cousins or
tough,
whatever?
Like,
it's hard when you're judging yourself.
You look like that guy because he's white and has blonde hair and blue eyes and kind of, you know, basic similar features, I guess. But I don't think it's like a doppelganger situation. But
no, it's not a doppelganger. I think it's similarities. If he said, this is my brother Taylor and my name is Taylor, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it makes total sense.
All right. Well, let's get him off the screen before I feel more insecure. let's see. Do we have any more? I think that was actually our last super chat, unless we had any stragglers. Oh, here we go. Quasicule says, Amala, you should add Let Him Cook to your collection to play when Taylor's making his W takes. Have a nice day. Love you guys.
Maybe I do need to add Let Him Cook. It's so funny because for the second channel with Risa, I'm schooling her on Gen Z slang, and one of them was Let Him Cook, and she had no idea what that meant. Also, you guys are gaslighting me in the comments right now because half of you are saying, like, yeah, I see the resemblance. I see brother. I see cousin. And the other ones are saying not at all, but this is always the situation when you say you look like somebody. But I
would make a poll, but I don't want to perpetuate this conversation.
All I know is I'm being gaslit, so whatever, guys.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's funny because, like, for Halloween costumes and stuff, I have like a very narrow range of like movie characters and stuff I can dress up as. Like, I did Star Lord 1 year from Guardians of the Galaxy when that first came out.
There you
like
go.
Chris Pratt, kind of tall, blonde hair, blue eye, get the jacket, you know, whatever.
Nice.
Did Brad Pitt from Fight Club, which maybe I shouldn't be swinging this high, but, you know, just freaking awesome character. And
you did Jim?
The red leather jacket. Yeah, I've done Jim from The Office, which people have told me I kind of look like him too, like doppelganger-wise, which kind of see maybe a little bit, but anyways, I'm going to stop talking because I feel like... I don't want to be the next, the Chelsea who thinks she looks like Megan Fox and tells a guy in Love is Blind. And then he's like, oh my gosh, you lied.
What a disaster. And you know what? I'm not going to get into the whole Chelsea Megan Fox thing. We'll leave that for another day. You guys really let me know. If you guys actually actively watch Love is Blind, I will make a video about my thoughts on all the different couples and all their dynamics because... I could read them for filth on this show if you guys actually watch Love is Blind. But if none of you care about Love is Blind, I'm not gonna I'm not going to bother. With that being said, guys, what were you going to say?
We have one more at the very end. Minchi says, it's a two-sided problem. Korea has a huge market for dating sims where there's a perfect, where there's perfect 2D husbands. You'll see women ask boyfriends, why can't you be like him?
Wow. Yeah, that is wild. I think with AI, it's going to get a little crazier. Once you can, like, you can upload your favorite celebrity or like somebody that you like into AI and they can be your little boyfriend. It's going to be the wild, wild west out there. I did read a story on Reddit, which who knows if it's true, because some people just write these things for giggles or whatever, of a woman who's going to get married. And she had been talking to an AI bot for 6 months while her fiance was like around or not around when he went to sleep, and was like falling in love with this AI bot. And he found it one night and obviously left her and was like, I'm not going to marry you anymore. Why is it that you're talking to an AI bot about everything that's going on in our relationship and falling in love with it and like having inappropriate conversations with it? And she got. So watch out, y'all.
Inappropriate conversations with an AI bot.
Yeah. While also just like opening up about her relationship and life and like stress that she wasn't going to her fiance with. You're nuts.
Send the asteroid.
Bear with me while I pack my bags. Are you kidding me? Anyways, guys, that's our show. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we're live. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Plus, we post videos for you guys every day. Tomorrow's video, we're going to be acting to some little Looney Tooney TikToks. So keep an eye out. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And with that, I respectfully bid y'all adieu. I'm going to go watch Dune 2. Bye.